God be the glory. Indeed, you know, I want to say welcome everybody who is here and those of you online. I know it's very difficult right now for people to be moving around. So I just wanted to open a space that we can just give God glory. You know, I know I've been through a couple of hurricanes, and I know you guys have in a way, and as I think Glenn said it, this must have been the worst for you guys. And you survived. You survived by the grace of God. And so many other people are not in the position we are right now to even to come together like this. So we're here representing all of those people, all of our brothers and sisters who so in need of God right now, the presence of God in their lives, so in need of prayer right now. And I think we, the body, can just be their representative, be their intercessor, be filling the gap for them wherever they are. So I thought, you know, I've been thinking about this since this whole thing started, what to do. I know one of the things that really lift up the Lord is that we sing a little bit, we sing some praises and read some scriptures and pray. I'll lead you through a time of meditative, intercessory kind of prayer during the end, and we'll end with a song. We'll do communion together. This is World Communion Sunday. Can you believe that? It's World Communion Sunday. You remember last year what it was like? We had all the churches around here and we were singing and playing music from different parts of the world, reminding us that we are from one body, the body of Christ. And we continue to be that to this day. Pray with me. Oh, gracious Father, we are still in awe of you. We're still in awe of what we've witnessed last week, dear Father, and know that we have come out on the other side of your glory this way. Lord Father, we just ask that you be with us today. May your Holy Spirit be at each and one of us in the overflow, dear God, as we become the voice of those missing, the voice of those displaced. Lord God, I just ask that you show up in our hearts today, in a way that we have never experienced you before. Lord, we surrender this time of fellowship and communion into your hands. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right, everybody hear me? All right, let's sing through a few tunes today just to lift our voices. Would you mind standing? Shall we stand, Debbie?
Whatever they're comfortable doing.
Okay. Let's start with This Is the Day. If you're using your hymnal, it's 657. This is the day. I think you know this one.
This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made.
One more time.
And we give praise for that. This is the day that he has made.
Amen. Let's keep going with Awesome God. Awesome God. I think you know this one.
Yes, Father. Your awesomeness got me here today. Your awesomeness has provided the path.
He's got the whole world in his hands.
Hallelujah. Yes, he does. Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hold us tight in your hands, Lord. Hold us. Don't wait for me, girl. Good, keep going. Because I'll just get off. I can just imagine many of us were praying that, reminding, because Jesus loves me, I'm going to be all right. When that wind was just gushing and making that sound out there like we've never heard before, we say, we're going to be all right because Jesus loves me. And the assurance of that, take us to sleep. Some of us were still anxious, but we're able to rest in that peace of his love. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
Amazing grace?
Yes. Good segue.
378. If you need your hymnal for that one.
Thank you.
not our, that's it for now. Praise you, Jesus, for your grace, the amazing grace that never fails. We constantly talk about this gift that we get every day, that pour out in the form of grace, this love that he pours on us. In this case, we had it in the form of protection. We had it in the form of provision. We have it in the form of the electricity that came on. So we pray for those men out there, men and women out there, who are doing this night and day, nonstop, record time, restoring power. We know about that power, don't we? We know about that power that flows in and through us. Hallelujah.
Let's give him praise. If you want to put this up in the faith, we sing 2088. Lord, I lift your name on high.
Lord, you may be seated. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Some time ago, I preached from Psalms 23, and I call it was a psalm for the living. Though we often hear it at funerals, I made the point that it was the psalm for the living. I'm going to use it today in a time of meditation and time we can reflect on what the psalmist is telling. And I'll give you space to pray. I'm not going to do all the praying. You're going to get to do some. But when you think about the psalms on a whole, some of them we see this word that says Selah. It's a very interesting word and it's appropriate for a time of silence, with silence before praise and worship. This one word appears 74 times in the Bible and is found mostly in the book of Psalms and a few times in Habakkuk. But 31 of the 39 Psalms that have this Selah notation, it's always like a direction, dictation to the choir director, the choir master. We know the exact definition of this word. We don't know, but there are one thing that is evident and is that it is a mark, is a musical mark. It's a probably means to stop and listen. It is a time to pause and think of things, they say. Another possible definition is to exalt, to praise the Lord and to lift him up. We've been doing that. Yet there's another definition that's floating up there, is to weigh, to reflect on, measure carefully. Today, I want to widen our understanding to not only be a definition of singing, but to include as a direction for living. We live in hectic, fast-paced environment right now, and information is hectic, and right now it's so sparse because connections are varying in and out. But in light of recent events, I think it's good for us to pause from all of our stresses of life and to reflect on the question we really ask ourselves. How is it with our soul? As Wesleyans, we are very familiar with that question. How is it with our soul? Because in this time, the things that we just went through, the things that we experienced and still working through, it is what's going on in our soul that keeps us afloat. We're talking with a group that was here yesterday that was came for getting some power, get their phones and their laptops and all the devices some will need for work this week charged up. We're reminding them that in this time, when we go through crises like these, we turn to God. And I use the phrase, some folks will call it a SOS God, because in a crisis, we know to turn to God. But isn't that beautiful? We can have a God we can turn to. The fact is our faith, those of us of faith know where to turn. I think it wasn't by accident when the Lord had led you to read, me to read Psalms 21, that 27, I think 27, and to reminding us where we would get our salvation, where we find refuge. We find refuge in God. So this word that we probably don't use that much reminds us to pause and to reflect on how is it with our soul. So during this, the next few moments, I'm going to invite each and every one of us to unclench our fists, our hearts, and our minds, and just be. Just be and feel the presence of the Lord and breathe. And we know that once when God created, played in mud, I like to say, and created a first man, it was just that, this clay form, until he breathed life into them. That's what he's doing for us again and again. Breathing a fresh breath so we can face tomorrow. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right path for his name's sake. He refreshes my soul. As we get in the moment of Salah, reflect on where the green pastures and still waters for you right now. How are you maybe bringing someone with you to that green pastures and quiet waters. Gracious Father, we thank you for your breath. You constantly breathe into us to refresh our soul. Your breath that give us the ability to move along on the right path and all for your sake. We thank you for the sight of green pastures, reminding us that once they were brown, once they were dried up, and then you rain upon us and make them green again, giving us hope, dear Father, for brighter tomorrows. Lord, we honor you today as we sing, we lift your name on high for who you are in our lives. And thank you for this moment, this opportunity to just pause in your presence. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. I invite you to think about the valleys of your lives, the valley of this past hurricane, the trauma it leaves behind, the pain you have endured, the pain it has caused so many. I also want you to think on the other side of that, where you have felt the rod and the staff of the Good Shepherd that comforted you in that dark moment. Literally the darkness, because we had no light. But you had the light in your hearts. I invite you to just reflect on that. Now I invite you to take a moment and say your own prayer in reflecting on the words you just heard. Though I walk through the valley, the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your staff and your rod, they comfort me. Allow the Holy Spirit to pray with you in response. You prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows. When your cup overflows, are you more apt to share or to get a bigger cup for yourself? Where are you experiencing or have experienced these past days the overflow of grace, of God's amazing grace in the events past? Precious Jesus, we know everything about you through the scriptures, so much about you through the scriptures. You're always in the overflow. Whatever you did it in the overflow. You took few loaves of bread and fish to feed thousands. And now, even with that, there were leftovers. God, this is who we know you as. The one who always does everything in the overflow, in abundance. You gave us life, the word says. Not only did you give us life, but you gave us life abundantly. In the abundance is how you operate, dear Father. And we can't thank you enough. We cannot be, there's not enough words, Father, in us to adequately show how grateful we are. To express our thanks for who you have chosen us to be your vessels. You have chosen us to be your channels of grace. As unworthy as we are, you have made us worthy by the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. And you come in the abundance every time. You answer our prayers. The ones we call out in the stillness of the night, the quietness of the night, the time when all the only sound we were hearing was the sounds of the winds. And as the sound of the wind, we can feel your spirit, because this wind is a symbol of your spirit and the spirit that was raging among us. And we have the faith and the trust that as you have said to the winds, be still. We know at some point the wind will be stilled by your command. We got it in the overflow, yes. But we know the end was near. And we give you praise, Lord. We give you praise and glory. God, we praise you. We lift up the hallelujahs to you, dear Father, for what you have done. You're reminding us you are God. You're bigger than the storm. You're bigger than us. Sometimes we just have to pause, building the pregnant moments of silence in our lives and reflect on your might. Reflect on how sovereign you are. Reflect on God, as we started off, that we lack nothing. Because the good shepherd is with us. Lord, thank you. Thank you. For surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I'm going to read this again, and I pray if there's a word or phrase that just sits out to you when we're doing the Lectio Divina method and speaks to your heart, use that word or a phrase to reflect on and say your prayer at the end. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Add to that, how is God pursuing you these days? And why do you think it's so? Can you see God's goodness, his love, his mercy? Amen. Feel free to pray out loud. Whatever rests in your heart, this is your time. We're in the house of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Mercy, mercy, mercy. Thank you, Jesus. Provision, provision. Thank you, Jesus. Protection, protection. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, Lord God. Lord, I know you're hearing your people's prayers right now. Let it be so, Father, from their mouth to your ears. Let it be so. Let it be so. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you. Praise you, Jesus. Praise your holy name. Praise you. They're praying to you, Father. Hear them, Lord Jesus. Those that were at home, you got your own space. So shout it out to the Lord. Don't be shy. Shout out your praises to the Lord. Speak it out. Because your words will not come back void. Will not. Will not. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Oh, precious Lord. We stand in your might, dear Father. We stand in your might, dear God. Glory, glory, Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, we lift our hands up to thee, dear God, our Savior, our Redeemer, our Rescuer. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. And to prepare our hearts to receive Christ in the form of Holy Communion. It's a time where we get new, replenished, right? Nourished all over again. But I think he thought of time, this time, when he was in that garden praying for us, when he was in that garden hours before his own passing, in agony and in distress, the Garden of Gethsemane. What a beautiful metaphor we can use now, because Gethsemane means to press. It's like wine press. Now the God who created his first miracle in one of the gospel was to make wine. In that garden of Gethsemane, pressing with agony and despair, and because you know a time like this is yet to come, when we too will be in agony and despair and dislocation, not only in space, but in our own soul. Trying to remember, yes, because he loves me, I'm gonna be all right. This too will pass, we'll say, and it did. It passed with not only just us and our loved ones alone, but with the Savior right there in that space with you. Whispering, baby, it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. Because, you know, I was reading Romans 8 this morning, and it was reminding us this God who died and lived for us and now are living in us, and because of the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives, and just reminding us that it's going to be all right all over and over again. And I don't know if those who can access Facebook, very few can right now, but in reflecting, I was sharing how we got light. I came over with all these trucks that was here, and I, so ironically, the guys were taking a rest, taking their salah, in the prayer garden. I went over and thanked them, and reminded us, that we have been praying for you. And of course, I have to point out you're in the prayer garden. And they were saying, "Yes, ma'am, thank you." Thank you. But that morning, Peter and I were reading the scriptures. I joined him with whatever he was reading because he's on a plan and I just whoop in and read. He was in Hosea 2. And there was a verse in Hosea 2 that just rests in my heart, and I think it's so appropriate for where we are now in verse 15. There's this metaphor of the troubles of the valley transforming. The prophet was talking about transforming the valleys of troubles into gateways of hope. Isn't that beautiful? The valleys of troubles would transform into gateway of hope. The hope that anchors our soul. The hope that we get to experience and look forward to rather in the coming. In the same age, we're talking about the foretaste, which the song we're going to close in talks about that. The foretaste of glory. But right now we can get glory, amen? Right now we can experience the glory of God in our lives. The hope of tomorrow. We are experiencing, yesterday it seemed like we hope, but right now we experience the hope, and now we have another hope. Every day is a transition of hopes because of what Jesus Christ did for us on that cross. And I love to say that bloody cross. Washing us. Yes, the earth got some overflow of washing, but God is going to provide and slow that down. Because it will dry up someday. And life will be seen the green pastures. And we sit in that hope for that moment. Yes? So Holy Spirit, pour out here. Pour your spirit upon us and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them for us, your body and your blood, dear Father, so that we live, can be your Christ, the hands and feet, even more than what we have into this world, this hurting world right now, dear God. Lord, we see these as your anointing in the overflow. We receive them as your body broken for us. And he asks us to do this in remembrance of him. So take, eat, and be blessed. And he didn't stop there. He took the cup, I like to call it the cup of salvation. And like your bread, he blessed it. And he says, take, drink from this, all of you, for your forgiveness of sins and a new covenant. And likewise, we do now. Amen. One thing we do know, that God is alive. As the song says, he's not dead. He's living us and he's reigning. So I'm going to invite you to let us stand and sing the Blessed Assurance. Because that was a promise the Lord God has given us. Can you give me the first slide, Glenn? I don't know the words. That Jesus is mine. And oh, what a foretaste of glory is divine. Heir of salvation. Purchase of God, born of the Spirit. Watching his blood. Galatians 8. Romans 8. Because this song came out of Romans 8. So let us stand and remember who our Lord is. And we sing with the assurance of his love, his goodness and love that dwells with us forever and ever. Amen. Yes, my friends, we live in here praising our Savior all day long, right? Amen. So may the Lord bless and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And peace in the assurance that your valleys of troubles have been transformed into gateways of hope. God bless you. Be safe out there, my brothers and sisters. Help one another who needs out there. This is a time that we be the church to one another. There's a group, I want you to pray for this particular group that is a disaster recovery group is coming on their way from Virginia now. And the DS has asked if we could host them. So they're going to be setting up camp in the hallways here. So we pray for their safe travel. There are 18 of them coming right now. Our home will be their home while they help our city. So God bless and keep you. Preserve your energy, your gas, and just be with one another and continue in prayer. Amen? Amen. I pray you got blessed today. And God, feel the presence of the Lord. Amen. God bless you.